95.7 Ben FM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
If you don't know already, I am absolutely in love with fall. So much so that I come up with a list of fall activities that I do with my son every year. Fall is filled with beautiful colors, great weather, and endless activities. I love taking part in all the season has to offer. Years ago, I started this fall tour of farms and other family-friendly events surrounding the season. Each week, I'd take my son to go do a different activity. Well, now that he's in school, we have less time to do all of the great fall happenings. But we still put our favorites on the list this year and a few new activities that we wanted to try. If you'd like to follow along with what I do each weekend and all the fall activities that we take part in, you can follow me on social media. I am at KathyRomano11 on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And if you're out and about and taking part in some fall activities in the area, please use the hashtag KathysFallActivities because I'd like to follow along with what you're doing as well. So first up on my list is to visit your favorite farm. No matter what county you're in, there are several different great farms to visit throughout the fall season. Our two favorites are Shady Brook, which is in Yardley, Pennsylvania, out in Bucks County, and Merrymead Farm, which is in Lansdale, Montgomery County. Now, Shady Brook has great Halloween attractions and a great fall festival vibe, but what they also do at the end of September is they turn it into a haunted farm. Now, we always do the fall festival, but this year we tried the haunted part of it. My son's getting a little bit older. He loves scary things, so we thought that we would try it. If you get there before 6 o'clock, the kids can actually walk through the haunted attractions without any actors inside. So it's a little bit less scary for them. The lights are on. They can see what's going on, but they can kind of get the feel for what the terror is all about at Shady Brook. Then we went on the haunted hayride, which I will say was scary, but it wasn't terrifying. We had a 5, 6, and 7-year-old on the hayride. The 5-year-old, scared. The 6-year-old, he was okay. My 7-year-old was completely fine. He was laughing at the actors that were jumping on the hayride and trying to scare us. So I think if you have younger kids, this haunted hayride might be a good start before you get into some of the really scary stuff. After they put the actors in the haunted houses, I thought this was really great too. We were able to walk through and there were actors in there. The lights were out. It was now dark, but my son held a glow stick. And if you hold the green glow stick when you go through their haunted attractions, the actors are still in there, but they don't jump out to startle you. So they're still there. They can kind of get a feel again for the horror of this haunted house, but they're not jumping out and grabbing your ankles and trying to really startle you. That was new for us, and my son really did enjoy it. So you have somebody that's in that middle range, you're not quite sure how they would do with a haunted house. I think Shady Brook is a good suggestion. Last weekend, we also went to Merrymead Farm, which is another one of our favorites. The kids love the corn maze there. They can spend a really long time in there. They have lots of animals on the farm that you can feed. We did their apple launching. We took a hayride. The hayride is very scenic at Merrymead Farm. They have a lake. There's ducks in the lake. We got some really nice pictures while we were there as well. And they have a large selection of pumpkins, small, large pumpkins. They have different decorations. They've got the gourds. They have it all. So that's a great place to visit. And then the line to get into their market to get ice cream was out the door. They have the best ice cream there. And I made sure to pick up a gallon while I was there to bring home with me. Next up on the list is the Canal-o-ween. This is a stroll down the historic Delaware Canal in Yardley. It's lined with 300 jack-o'-lanterns. You can take part in the family-friendly Carvathon, which happens today from 12 until 3. You can have a pumpkin on display. All you have to do is bring your tools and you can carve one of their pumpkins. Or if you want a larger pumpkin, you can bring that with you, carve it, and then put it out on display. And the jack-o'-lantern stroll kicks off on Sunday, October 28th, and that runs through November 3rd. And today, later this afternoon, I'm actually headed to Chad's Ford Winery for adult trick-or-treat. Kids like candy, but guess what? Us adults, we like some wine. And this is a perfect activity for wine and Halloween lovers. As you weave your way through the festive winery grounds, you'll make stops at 5 Halloween-themed pairing stations. Wine, beer, and cocktails will be served along with other goodies. The winery's adult trick-or-treat will be Saturdays and Sundays until October 28th. And you get 20% off any bottle purchase if you're wearing a costume. So they encourage you to get dressed up to come to the adult trick-or-treating. This next one was new for me. I went out to Floral and Hardy of Skipback. It's a garden center, and I took the pumpkin succulent class. They have a number of classes throughout the fall and the holiday season, but this was my first time out there. I did the pumpkin succulent class, and we made a beautiful fall centerpiece. So what they did was, when you arrived, you check in, they send you outside, and you pick a pumpkin. You take moss, and you actually hot glue it to the top of the pumpkin, and then you glue the succulents and all the other decorations to the moss. That way you can spray the moss and actually water it. That way the succulents are getting watered. They actually suggested that you don't water the succulents from the top. So what we made will actually stay alive, and we can peel off that moss and we can put it in another centerpiece for the holiday season once the pumpkin starts to rot. It was a really cool class. We had a great time. We brought wine out with us. I went with a group of friends. It was a great girls' night. I would suggest that. But they have some more classes that are coming up for the holiday season. So if you missed the fall classes, make sure you check out their Facebook page for any upcoming classes. But that was definitely a favorite of mine for the fall season. Next up on the list, The Glow, a jack-o'-lantern experience, which we did last weekend, and it's a huge and elaborate carved pumpkin display in Fairmount Park. There are larger-than-life illuminated pumpkins with a special tribute to the 2017 Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. It was really cool. There's music that plays along with the display. And it's great. It's quick. It wasn't as long as I thought it would be. It's about a third of a mile. You walk through the park, and there are some great carved pumpkin displays along the way. My son's favorite was, there were these four pumpkins, and there were images being displayed on the pumpkins, and it made it look like they were singing a song. We sat there for about 10 minutes and watched that one. What's fall without scarecrows? Peddler's Village Scarecrow Festival is next on the list. But you know what? The scarecrows are only part of the attraction. I was just talking to somebody the other day who didn't know what Peddler's Village was. Fall is a great time to visit Peddler's Village. You've got the scarecrows, but that's only part of it. I mean, there's tons to do out there, especially on a beautiful day. The scarecrows will be on outdoor display until October 28th. So today's the last day if you want to get out there and see the scarecrow display. Another new one on my list, which a friend of mine told me about, is Ott's Mum Mountain. Ott's Exotic Plants in Schwanksville have their Mum Mountain. They actually plant the mums in the beginning of July. They say that the best times to visit are when the mums are in full bloom, obviously, because that's when the mountain looks the most beautiful. They were expecting the mums to be in full bloom the first 2 weeks of October. However, that didn't happen. I was just there this past weekend, and I'd say there are probably about three quarters of the way bloomed. It still looked absolutely beautiful, but it wasn't completely 100% fully bloomed. They're saying probably this coming week and maybe even past Halloween. But we were there this weekend and it looked absolutely beautiful. In addition to the thousands of beautiful mums, you can actually walk through the mountain in a little tunnel, which the kids had a lot of fun doing. It's just a small tunnel that goes through the hill. It takes you from one side of the hill to the other, and then you can take the steps and climb up on top of the hill, and you can get some great pictures of all of the mums while you're up there. And make sure you visit the massive greenhouse that's filled with exotic plant displays and an indoor tropical mountain complete with a waterfall. And then, of course, make your way to the adjoining greenhouses to purchase any of the plants that you might be interested in. This is a true hidden gem. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and then Sundays, 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Next up on the list is Hurricane Hill Farm. If you haven't seen this yet, it's a farm that's located in Coatesville, and they're known for their sunflower hayride and 5-acre corn maze, which this year has been dedicated to the world champion Philadelphia Eagles. The corn maze is shaped as a Philadelphia Eagle. At the top is written out Philadelphia Eagles, and at the bottom it says World Champions. This maze is open now, and they will remain open until November 4th. They also have the Underdog Maze, which is a smaller corn maze for younger kids. That is open now as well. In addition to a hayride through the gorgeous sunflower field, there are hayrides to the pumpkin patch, a John Deere harvester slide, giant pumpkin jump pad, paintball shooting gallery, and a goat walk, and more farm animals to see, of course. So that's my fall activity list. I hope that you can take part in some of this year's picks on my list. Please tag me in your social media post. It's at Kathy Romano 11 on all social media mediums, and use the hashtag Kathy's Fall Activities so I can follow along with what you're doing as well. Up next, we have today's Her Story guest. Remember Laura from Luke and Laura on General Hospital? The actress that played her, Jeannie Francis, was here in Philadelphia earlier this week, and BenFM morning show host Matt Cord had a chance to sit down and chat with her. Take a listen.
This is Her Story with Kathy Romano on 95.7 BenFM.
95.7 BenFM, it's Matt Cord, and kind of nervous. With us now, one of the most adored characters, not in just daytime TV, but TV, the entire platform. I majored in her show in college. I did. General Hospital. Jeannie Francis is here.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Thanks for coming.
My pleasure.
I'm kind of nervous because, yeah, you were a big part of my college life.
You know, that's what I hear from virtually everyone is I stopped going to class because of you.
Well, here's the thing. With me, I would sign up for a class, and if the class was like American history, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 3, I wouldn't take it.
That's so funny.
And all of my college roommates were the same way. You know, I was in college in the early 80s, so that's the heyday for you and Luke.
And I would have been with you, actually, in the 80s had I not been on television.
That's true. That's true. But if someone would have told me, like, all right, 36 years ago, you're going to be interviewing Jeannie Francis, and she's going to be right in front of you. I'm going to be like, what job did I end up doing?
Isn't that funny how we never know what's coming?
Yeah. So I'm kind of geeking out a little bit, Jeannie.
Aw. It doesn't look that way to me.
No, good, because I'm this far away from you. But you're in town. You did this whole thing, 55 Plus Thrive Life Conference, right?
Yes.
And it's with Nutrisystem, and you're a big spokesperson for Nutrisystem, right?
I am, yes. It's a really cool program. I love it. I love it because it's easy and because it's gentle. So it's not like a crazy starve yourself way to lose weight. It's actually a feed yourself way to lose weight, which is something I needed to learn because I didn't know anything but extreme. I'm Jeannie, Extreme Princess.
But you struggle with your weight. I see. I never knew that.
Oh, my goodness. It's been a lifelong issue. Actually, when I was 14 and I started working on General Hospital, they put Laura on a diet about 3 months after I had gotten the job. And, you know, at that age, I was just mortified. And I think that really was the point that it was the point when I started being extreme. There was a guy on the show who was doing something like a liquid protein diet, which is not even on the market now because people died.
Yeah.
And I actually started doing that. My mother was so upset. But, you know, within a week, I had dropped something like 10 pounds and that storyline went away. But that began that circle for me of, you know, completely starving myself. So I never had a healthy relationship with food. And I certainly never knew how to eat 3 meals a day and 2 snacks. That was just not something that sounded possible to me. And that's the coolest thing about Nutrisystem is that when I first got it, I said to myself, this isn't going to work. There's no way this is going to work. And I did it and I lost 2 pounds a week. Now, when I starve myself, like on that paleo thing, I lose 2 pounds a week. So now, once you've done it the other way, would you ever do it paleo way again? No.
No. So it's not that hard to maintain.
Oh, God, no. It's a wonderful program and it teaches you how to eat.
That's great. I'm going to go back to General Hospital stuff.
I'm gonna
geek out a little bit. Because your character, you had a really likable character on that show.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah, for the most part.
Tony Geary's character was not that likable.
He was the bad guy. Yeah. It was sort of like, you know, it's Romeo and Juliet, you know?
Uh-huh.
They're not right for each other, essentially. And I think what worked about that story was the fact that Gloria Monty, who was a fabulous producer,
yeah,
she said that we were pioneers in daytime. So she actually knew what she was doing, what she was creating. It was so exciting to work for her. And she always said, together, you are stronger. So it's you and me against the world. And when you're together, you can solve anything. So we were like a superpower, essentially.
Yeah.
We were together. And I think that people picked up on that. And let's face it, everybody wants to find their person and they're complete and they can conquer the world together.
You mentioned Gloria Monty and she was the executive producer. Didn't she bring you in to get the younger audience? Because for
it did absolutely.
You know, up until that time, soap operas were there weren't a lot of young kids on soaps.
No, there weren't. But because of our time slot, she felt in some parts of the country we were 3 to 4 and mm-hmm. 2 to 3. She felt like, well, the kids are out of school and we could get that audience, and she knew that that was going to be gold for her. So I was 14. I think I was 15 when she invited me and my father out to dinner, and she basically warned my father and said, "Look, I'm going to use your daughter to catch the young audience." And essentially she was looking for his permission because she knew what it meant.
Right. Mm-hmm. And she was kind of ahead of her time too. She kind of made it like a fast-paced soap opera. It was almost like a primetime feel when you watch General Hospital.
Absolutely. She was a force.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like primetime in that we saved the world from being frozen.
That's true. I remember that. Yeah. But I was thinking, like, when you and Tony Geary would go out, I'm sure you did a lot of events, a lot of appearances. People would probably, like, yell at him.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
I got a question of, you know, Jeannie, why do you think Tony Geary is successful when he's really not very attractive? Which I was horrified by.
Someone said that?
Somebody actually said that.
Well, he wasn't your typical handsome soap opera guy.
No, he wasn't, but he was a brilliant actor, you know, and funny. Nobody's as funny as he is. I mean, one of my favorite memories of him and working with him was, you know, dress rehearsal where we just laughed until our bellies hurt.
That's good.
You know?
You guys got along then.
Oh, yes.
Because he was, I think, was originally cast just for a few episodes.
I think so, yeah. And then they liked the charisma between the two of us, and they decided to go with it.
Yeah. I was kind of mad because I liked you with Scotty Baldwin.
Really?
Yeah.
Scotty and Laura fan.
Yeah, I was a big. It's Ken, right?
Yes, Ken Schreiner.
Yeah, I was a big Ken fan.
Oh, that's nice.
But then and then the wedding came, and it was, you know, one of the most watched, 30 million people watched Luke and Laura's wedding?
Yes, 32, actually.
32.
Yes.
I mean, one of the biggest iconic moments in television history, and you were part of it, and it was must-see TV.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Because you couldn't tape anything back then.
No, you couldn't. Yeah. And that's the comment, I skipped class to see your wedding.
Yeah.
I get that all the time.
Yeah. Well, for us as guys in college, it was you met a girl and you could talk General Hospital like, wow, you watch it.
I'm glad it worked for you, dude.
Well, and then we'd invite people over, you know, and like I lived with two girls, and it was like that was a huge party. That was 81 in November, I think.
Yes, absolutely. November 4th, 1981.
And I read somewhere that you had more people watch your wedding than Prince Harry's and Meghan's?
Oh, I don't know, but I have a great story about
let
that.
Let me hear.
Meghan Markle is the daughter of Tommy Markle, who was our lighting director for years. And, you know, he was the most lovely, kind, wonderful guy. And I can't believe the press gave him a hard time. It hurt my heart so much.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you're talking about the same guy that
yes,
you know.
Tommy Markle.
Meghan's dad is a nice guy.
Meghan's dad was my lighting director. And he used to come down and say, I'm going to get beautiful light for you. I'm going to make you look gorgeous. Of course, you don't need it. And he'd say to me, you know, you could be my daughter. I like, you know, he was just so loving and kind and wonderful. One of my favorite people on the set.
Oh, that's good to know.
It is. And I was so heartbroken that they gave him a hard time.
I was mad he couldn't make they wouldn't let him into the wedding.
It breaks my heart. He adored that girl.
Now, didn't Princess Diana, wasn't she a fan of the show?
She was. She sent us champagne to the wedding, actually. Yeah.
You were too young to drink it.
No, I was too young to drink it. Yeah.
Wow. Can we go over the thing about General Hospital? And this is Donnie. He's my producer here.
Hi, Donnie.
Hey, how are you?
But he didn't know a lot about your show because he's a millennial. I'm like, do you realize the amount of major Hollywood stars that came out of General Hospital?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, Demi Moore was Jackie Templeton.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Noah Drake.
Oh, right.
Rick Springfield. MacGyver.
Oh, my
Richard
God.
Richard Dean Anderson was Dr. Jeff Weber.
Yeah, Uncle Jeff.
Frisco Jones, Jack Wagner.
Yes.
I was an actor.
Oh.
In the 80s. Yeah, that's me on the cornflakes box. See that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So I actually auditioned for the Jack Wagner, the Frisco Jones role.
Really?
Yeah. The call went out. It was like all-American, blonde, 20s. Singing is a plus.
Ooh.
So I go to the audition, and there's like 100 million guys with blonde hair and 20s.
Yes.
And I got a callback, and the callback, and you can appreciate this, even had more people at the callback.
Oh, yes. It starts to get really tense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's so hard to audition.
Yeah.
But cool that you got a callback.
Yeah.
You had to have been good if you got
that callback. Callback was when they had you sing. and then it was over.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
But just the amount of people on that, you know, Tristan Rogers, who I love, and I think you've acted with him in a couple soaps, right?
Yes, he's also on Young and the Restless, yeah. And I did work with him there. Also a great guy.
Yeah.
And what a good actor.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He's Robert always Scorpio. Entertaining. Recently, they had him back on, and he still has it. He's great. I'm sorry that he's not there now. I'm hoping that they will bring him back, because I just came back to work, and I'm having a really good time this time. This time, they actually wrote a story for me.
Well, yeah, you're not just doing a little guest appearance. You're probably working a lot of days.
Oh, my goodness. Last week, I did 7 episodes in 4 days, because now we do double episodes in a day. It used to be people were just blown away by the fact that we did an hour show a day.
Uh-huh.
Now we're doing, you know, 2 hours, maybe 2.5 hours of television a day, because it saves money, and then we get a dark week. But I love the dark week. You know,
yeah.
It used to be, you know, 24/7 year round, we never close. That's exactly how it used to be.
Now, your character now, someone told me, and I don't watch DH anymore, but I'm going to start again because I do have time.
Thank
but
you.
There, somebody you're dating isn't the right person. It's his cousin or a lookalike.
Oh, you know about it.
Yeah,
okay.
My sister was going to come. She's a big fan. She's been a fan of GH since the 80s, but she continues to watch, and she's like, tell Jeannie. I'm sure she knows this, Kathleen, but let her know that that's the wrong guy.
Right. So I come home, and my husband's twin sociopath brother is there to greet me, and he is actually very, very good at impersonating my husband. So Laura doesn't quite know, although he keeps avoiding her, and she just feels her marriage is falling apart. It's a good story. And I think ultimately when he starts to lose it and, you know, go after people in his Jack the Ripper way, you know, it's fun. People love that kind of crime drama.
They do. Do you know what's ahead? Do they tell you?
Not a whole heck of a lot. I did shoot about 20 episodes ahead, so I do know that far ahead. But they like to keep it very quiet because they have a problem with leaks. And that would, you know,
especially
it would just
in this
ruin
day,
it for
everyone's
everybody.
Got a cell phone and
yes,
yeah,
no.
And General Hospital, that's the last soap on ABC, right?
It is. You know, a lot of the networks have come down to one show. It's very sad because we used to have such a strong daytime. I think there used
Ryan's
to be 11.
Hope, All My Children, One Life to Live, General Hospital.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We had a terrific lineup, and it was really sad when they canceled 2 at once, and it actually wasn't a good decision. So, because they haven't found anything to replace it that's better or that's working as well. But we started to lose audience right around the OJ trial.
Okay.
Yes. And we actually never really got it back because it went on for so long that people kicked the habit. But after that, you started seeing court TV.
Uh-huh.
That's what it came out of.
Yeah, it's right. Mm-hmm. But I was talking about All My Children. You were on that for a little bit, too.
Which I have to say, I loved my time on All My Children. I was so disappointed when they let me go.
Really?
Tony Geary had come back to GH, and ABC wanted me to go back there, and I went kicking and screaming. You know, they were so terrific in that they wrote me this amazing story, and they understood that I wanted to work in the theater, and they totally accommodated
That's
me.
That's so cool.
So I could go from the daytime show off to an off-Broadway play, or I could take the car out to Williamstown and do another play. They really accommodated
and
me.
All My Children was New York City.
It was, which was also so much fun.
Yeah.
And I walked to work.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
And another thing cool, and this is my last thing on All My Children, it was based in Pine Valley, which is a suburb right here in Philadelphia, right down the road. Villanova was basically Pine Valley.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And Port Charles is basically Buffalo.
Buffalo, okay. Yeah. One more question. Your husband, he's famous too. I'm not a Trekkie, but they love him. And I understand he's got like a Pennsylvania connection.
Yes, he's from
Bethlehem. Wait, what's his name? Jonathan?
Jonathan Frakes.
Frakes. Okay.
Yes, and he's from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
But he went to Penn State?
He did go to Penn State.
There you go. We are.
Penn State.
But you guys have been married for 30 years?
30 years.
What's the secret, Jeannie?
My grandma told me you have to be willing to have a bad couple of years, and that could happen maybe a couple times in the marriage. And, you know, I think that's realistic, you know, and it's just basically about not giving up.
That's good. And you got 2 beautiful kids, too.
Oh, I have gorgeous
children. And they're 20s, so you guys are empty nesters now?
We are empty nesters.
That's great, right?
Yeah, but the kids don't go away. So if your kids are about to leave, and I cried like a baby, they're there. They're still there. They still need you a lot. They're just there in a different way.
Cool. Well, thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
You've converted me back to watching General Hospital.
Thanks. Please, everyone, tune in. We need your support.
And you're on Twitter, too, right, Jeannie?
I am, yes.
It's at Jeannie Francis, right?
Correct.
Do you do any other socials? Do you do the Facebook or the Instagram?
I do Facebook. I do Instagram.
Snapchat.
I do Snapchat just for me and my family. Actually, I just learned how to do that a couple of days ago.
It's hard.
It is hard.
I have
it's
my nieces and nephews teach me. It's like,
You need a child to help you with, you need a teenager to help you with all of this technology.
Yeah. Jeannie, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.
Jeannie Francis, everybody, 95.7 Ben FM.
This has been Her Story with Kathy Romano. Her Story is produced by WBEN-FM in Philadelphia and airs weekly or on demand on your mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.